The Florida Society of Addiction Medicine held its medical and scientific conference on addictions at the Drug Abuse Comprehensive Coordinating Office in Tampa today. Dr. Bruce Goldberger, Director of Toxicology at the University of Florida College of Medicine, was the keynote speaker. Goldberger addressed a room of doctors, nurse practitioners, and other healthcare professionals licensed to prescribe controlled substances in the state. Goldberger says prescription drug-related deaths are going up.
Methadone occurrences decreased by 15%, as well as deaths caused by methadone by 11% compared to 2007. This is 2008 data. 2009 is being processed right now. We won't have that till June. So why do you think that is?
Not being prescribed as much?
That's right. I think the doctors are scared, really.
Don't you get anybody?
They're scared right now to prescribe methadone. And what my numbers are showing me is that they're prescribing hydrocodone and Percocet or oxycodone instead of methadone. So while the methadone is coming down, the oxys and the hydrocodone is clearly on the rise.
Goldberger says the Florida legislature has proposed a new law for 2010 to combat Florida Farmageddon. If passed, the law would create a prescription drug monitoring system, bar felons and negligent doctors from owning pain management clinics, and strengthen regulations of pain clinics, which Goldberger says has no regulations currently. The law would provide training to all physicians who prescribe these medicines. UF Psychiatry Associate Professor and Chair for the Division of Addiction Medicine, Dr. Scott Tettelbaum.
I don't know about most of you guys, but when I went to medical school, I did not get a lot of training in addiction medicine. I think we got one talk, and I think I missed it because I was out the night before. So.
Goldberger says that Florida is currently the only state that tracks prescription drug-related deaths, a fact that could be partially contributed to the differentiation between coroners and medical examiners.
Now, maybe in Tampa, Dr. Adams, who's your medical examiner, might report it as polypharmacy, okay? But maybe on part two of the death certificate, he says methadone and Xanax, or it says decedent ingested methadone and Xanax. So then it does trigger the tick in the vital records system. So we have a big problem with the way that medical examiners and the nomenclature and the language that they use on the death certificate. That's one big problem. It's difficult, though. We have a medical examiner system in Florida. You can move over to, if you go into Georgia, for example, a large portion of Georgia is coroners. What are coroners? Coroners are typically not medical professionals. So they don't have the skilled language base to write an appropriate death certificate.
Goldberger's statistics are staggering. As one of the top researchers of prescription drug deaths in Florida, Goldberger finds that 80% of cases are male and 100% are Caucasian. One thing's for sure, Florida needs some solutions for this growing silent epidemic. UF Shands doctor Maricela Dominguez.
I think if we had a situation where opiates went into a central database where all the pharmacies will have to put that information, then the physicians will know where they're getting this other prescriptions from.
Goldberger says that one contributing factor to this epidemic may be that doctors have no way to adequately measure a person's tolerance level to certain drugs. Plus, there is an apparent disconnect between pain management and pain treatment. Goldberger also says there is a pill called naloxone, which you can take to prevent death if you start to OD. If you think you may be struggling with prescription drug addiction, you may contact the Drug Abuse Comprehensive Coordinating Office by calling 813-984-1818, or you can visit www.dacco.org. Rob Piccirillo, WMNF News, Tampa.